请我们打开圣经，我们先读几处的经文。
Please turn your Bibles. We'll begin by reading a few scriptures.
请我们翻到哥林多前书第三章。
We'll turn again to 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多前书第三章，我们要从第六节读到第十七节。
First Corinthians chapter 3, we'll read from verse 6 to verse 17.
哥林多前书第三章，我先读过，再请弟兄给我们翻译。
I'll read it first, and then we'll translate.
我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，唯有神叫他生长。可见栽种的算不得什么，浇灌的也算不得什么。只在那叫他生长的神，栽种的和浇灌的都是一样，但将来个人要照自己的功夫得自己的奖赏，因为我们是与神同工的。你们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。我照神所给我的恩，好像一个聪明的工头立好了根基，有别人在上面建造，只是个人要谨慎怎样在上面建造。因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。若有人用金银宝石草木禾秸在这根基上建造，个人的功成必然显露，因为那日子要将它表明出来，有火发现，这火要试验个人的功成怎样。人在那根基上所建造的功成若存得住，他就要得赏赐。人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救，人像从火里经过的一样。岂不知你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗？若有人毁坏神的殿，神必要毁坏那人，因为神的殿是圣的，这殿就是你们。
Verse 6.I planted, Apollos watered, but God was causing the growth. So then neither the one who plants or the one who waters is anything, but God who causes the growth. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, but each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, God's building. According to the grace of God which was given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building on it.But each man must be careful how he builds on it. For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now if any man builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. If any man's work which he has built on it remains,He will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are.
第二处我们读哥林多后书。
A second portion in 2 Corinthians,
哥林多后书第五章
chapter 5,
我们读第十节。
We'll read verse 10.
哥林多后书第五章第十节，因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的，或善或恶受报。
2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 10.For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each man may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
好，最后我们再请翻到马可福音。
Lastly, let us turn to the Gospel of Mark.
马可福音第十三章。
Chapter 13.
十三章我们就读一节，第三十三节。
We'll only read one verse, verse 33.
马可福音十三章第三十三节，你们要谨慎，警醒祈祷，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
Mark 13:33. Take heed, keep on the alert, for you do not know when the appointed time will come.
让我们再低头一起有一些的祷告。
And let us bow our head in further prayers.
主，我们感谢你，你用那不死的爱爱了我们。
Lord, we thank you for loving us with an undying love.
你的爱一直保守我们直到今日。
Your love has kept us until today.
主，早晨我们还能够来到你面前。
That we can still come this day before your presence.
我们在这里就见证你实在是爱了我们。
So we can be here to testify that you truly have loved us.
主，我们早晨仍然仰望你向我们说话。
We look up to you this morning to speak to us.
主，求你赐给我们有一颗像玛利亚那样安静的心。
You give us a quiet heart like one of Mary.
主，我们愿意坐在你的脚前。
That we can sit before your feet.
愿意听你心里面所要对我们说的话。
We desire to hear the word from your heart.
我们也祷告，愿你的话不突然返回。
Lord, we pray that your word will not return in vain.
能够在我们这些听见的人身上成就你所喜悦的心。
But let those who hear may your word accomplish the desire of your heart.
主，愿你建造你的教会。
Lord, build up your church.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayers in Jesus' name. We pray.
Amen. 好，曾愿意从哥林多前书刚刚所读的经文和弟兄姐妹交通一个题目，就是在这根基上建造。
This morning I want to share with you from 1 Corinthians what we just read, this topic that is built upon the foundation.
刚刚我们所读了哥林多前书的经文，让我们看见神他喜悦与人同住。
The scripture we just read from 1 Corinthians, we see that God desires to dwell with men.
所以他要得着一个能够与人同住的地方。
So he desires to gain a place where he can dwell with men.
从整本圣经里头，我们发现神他有一个宝贵的心意。
You will discover through the whole Bible that he has this precious thought.
这个心意就是他要与人同住。
And this thought of God is that he wants to live with men.
神喜欢和他所造、他所爱的人能够住在一起。
He wants to dwell with the one whom he created, whom he loved.
所以在旧约里头，我们看见神就借着会幕和圣殿，他来与人同住。
So you see, in the Old Testament, he dwells with men through the tabernacle and then through the holy temple.
到了新约，我们看见神得着了一个家。
When we come to the New Testament, we see that he gained a house.
提摩太前书三章十五节告诉我们，这家就是永生神的殿。
In 1 Corinthians 3:15, it tells us this house is the house of the living God, which is the church.
是永生神的教会。
Which is the church of the living God.
所以我们看见在新约的时代里头，神他得着了一个家。
So you see, in the New Testament time, he gained a house.
就说他要得着一个家，就是教会能够成为他与人同住的地方。
He want to gain a household, which is the church of the living God, in which he can dwell with men.
教会是神在新约时代他可以安息的一个居所。
And church is a resting place in the New Testament for God.
我们知道我们想到家呢，就是叫我们可以得着安息的地方。
When we think of our home, think of a place where we can rest.
所以神的话说，新约的教会就是他的家。
So the word of God tells us the church in the New Testament time is the house of God.
他要在这里安息，他要在这里居住。
He wants to dwell here and rest here.
那我们知道，所以为什么人来到了教会？人能够遇见神。
That is why when people come to church, they can meet the Lord.
因为在教会里有神的同在。
They can encounter God because here is the presence of the Lord.
当然我们知道教会不是指着这个建筑物所说的。
And we do know that church does not refer to a building.
教会乃是指着所有在基督里蒙恩得救的神的儿女们所说的。
The church stands for all the Christians, all the believers who have received grace from the Lord.
所以我们看见当主耶稣第一次来到地上的时候，
So we see when Christ Jesus first came to the earth,
他不仅是来拯救我们罪人，
Not only he came to save sinners,
他更是要来建造他的教会。
He came to build up a church.
他把我们建造成他荣耀的教会。
He wants to build us up into his glorious church.
是他可以同在的地方。
A place where his presence can dwell.
而且主还要借着他所建造的教会来预备那将来要显明荣耀的国度。
And through this church, he will also reveal the glorious kingdom that is to come.
借着那荣耀的国度，要带进神在勇士里那最终的心意。
And through that glorious kingdom, he will bring in, usher in his eternal will.
就是圣城新耶路撒冷。
That is the new Jerusalem, the holy city.
然后我们看见有新天新地从天而降。
And we will see new heaven and new earth coming down from heaven.
这就是神他能够得着一个他永远安息的所在。
And then he will receive an eternal resting place.
就是在启示录二十一章那边所告诉我们的，看那、神的帐幕在人间。
And we see that in Revelation chapter 21, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men.
这也是今天神在时间里头他建造教会的那个原因。
And that is why the Lord is building up His church in the frame of time.
他要得着一个他安息的居所。
He wants to gain a place for His rest.
在哥林多前书第三章那里。主的话也告诉我们，我们是神所耕种的田地，所建造的房屋。
And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it tells us we are God's field, we are God's building.
这里所说到的田地和房屋，都是指着我们说的。
Here it talks about field or building, it talks about us.
同时呢，这里也告诉我们，我们也是与神同工的。
And also it tells us we are fellow workers with God.
我们与神要一同的来耕种，一同来建造他所要得着的这个荣耀的教会。
We're planting and tilling this field, and we're also building up the church.
今天实在是神极大的怜悯。
It is by God's tremendous mercy.
神极大的恩典，他抬举我们。
By God's tremendous grace that He has lifted us.
他不仅要在我们身上来耕种、来建造。
Not only He's working and tilling our field in our life.
他还恩待我们。叫我们能够与他同工，来完成这最伟大、最荣耀的一个工程。
He shows us mercy that we can be his fellow workers to partake in such a great work.
叫我们能够与他一同来完成他在宇宙间最伟大的心意。
That with him together we can accomplish his greatest will among the universe.
这是我们每一个信主的人，我们从神所领受的一个托付。
This is everyone who is under grace. This is the entrustment that we have received from God.
这也是我们每一个基督徒我们所当尽的责任。
And this is also the responsibility of every Christian.
所以盼望今天早晨在我们当中每一位弟兄姐妹，我们能够认识到我们从神是领受了一个托付。
So we hope that every brother and sister here can understand this morning that we have received this entrustment from the Lord.
我们在神的心里头，我们是有我们的责任。
That we have this responsibility by the will of God.
那么神要建造什么？神要耕种什么？神要建造什么呢？
Then what is the Lord telling? What is he working on the field for? What is he building?
这边圣灵借着保罗告诉我们，我们是神耕种的田地。
And here Paul tells us we are God's field.
这耕种的田地呢，乃是说到那生命的成长和丰盛。
And this field talks about the growth of life and to fullness.
当农夫把那个有生命、带有生命的种子他撒在地里头的时候
，When a farmer buries a seed that has life in it，
他并且在那里辛苦的耕种
，And he plants the seed and he tills the land。
在农夫心里头，他只有一个目的
，And in the heart of the farmer, he only has one purpose，
就是盼望他所种下去的这些种子有一天能够生长，能够带来一个丰收。
And his hope is that these seed will grow until that he can receive a harvest。
今天神也是同样的，把他自己的生命像种子一样种在你我的里面。
In the same way, God, just like the farmer, He has planted His life as a seed into your heart and my heart,
并且在我们身上耕种。
And He's working in our field.
在神的心里头，他也是有一个目的。
And in His heart, there is only one purpose.
就是盼望有一天能够在你我的身上，在神所耕种建造的教会里头，这生命的种子能够。产生带来一个丰收。
That he desires that one day the seed that he has buried in our heart will bring him a harvest.
不仅从我们个人身上能够彰显出神儿子生命丰满的见证。
Not only a harvest from our individual life that we can be a testimony to the fullness of the Son of God.
更是要叫他的教会能够在宇宙间彰显神儿子丰满生命的见证。
But that his church corporately can be a testimony in the universe of the glory.Of his son.
第二方面，这里告诉我们说，我们也是神所建造的房屋。
Secondly, also tells us that we are God's building.
这乃是讲到神在我们身上所做那生命 的建造。
And this is talking about he's building up our life.
我们中间有一些弟兄姐妹是从事这个土木建筑行业的。
Some among us, brothers and sisters, are civil engineers.
也包括马丁弟兄，他是学建筑的。
And also includes those architects.
所以我没有学建筑，但是呢，我稍微知道一点点盖房子的事。
I'm not an architect, but I came to learn a little bit about building a house.
我们知道，当我们要盖房子的时候，我们第一件事要做什么？
We know what the first thing you need to do if you want to build a house.
你看，连我们姐妹她也知道哈，要打地基。
Even our sister here knows we need to lay a foundation.
这是一个常识。
And this is common sense.
所以要盖房子，第一件事情呢，就是要把根基打好。
So the first thing you need to do if you want to build a house is to lay the foundation.
同样的，神他要建造他所要安息的居所，他所要住的房屋呢，他也必须要先立下一个根基。
In the same way, the Lord desires to build a house for his resting place. He first needs to lay a foundation.
那我们神在他这个建造工程开始的时候所立的根基是什么呢
？So what is the foundation that he laid at the beginning of his work?
刚刚弟兄带我们唱这首诗歌。我们的主耶稣基督，他是那磐石。
Our brother who led us sing this hymn, our Lord Jesus, He is the solid rock. He is our foundation.
主耶稣基督，这亘古的磐石，就是神所建造的根基。
He is the rock of ages, and He is the foundation on which the Lord builds upon.
神所有的建造都是在这个根基上。
All of God's building work is upon this foundation.
在这根基以外，神没有建造。
There is no other work outside of any other foundation.
所以我们知道，今天神在这时间的里头，神只做一件事情。
So we know in time, God is only doing this one thing.
就是要在这根基上来建造他的教会。
That he is building on this foundation. He's building his church upon this rock.
在马太福音十六章那里，当主耶稣问门徒说。你们说我是谁
？In Matthew chapter 16, the Lord asked his disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
这时候，那常常喜欢抢头说话的彼得，他就回答了。
And here we see Peter, who always likes to speak first. He answered,
我这一次呢，因为彼得呢，他是从天上的父得着了一个启示。
But this time, Peter received the revelation from the Father in heaven.
他就回答主耶稣说。你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So he answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
主就对他说。
So the Lord responded to him.
你是彼得。
Then I tell you, you are Peter.
我要将我的教会建造在这磐石上。
And upon this rock, I will build my church.
所以很多人读这句话的时候就误解。
So many times misunderstood his words.
就误解，以为主的话是说。彼得是那个磐石。
We often think that the Lord is saying Peter is the rock.
误解以为主要建造他的教会在这彼得这块磐石上。
And some people think the Lord is building his church upon Peter the rock.
是阴间的权势不能胜过的。
And then he further says the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
但我们知道彼得并不是那个磐石。
But we know Peter is not the rock.
彼得他名字又叫基法。
His name is also Cephas.
他不过是一块小石头。
He's just a little rock.
但主却说，他要建造他的教会，乃是在这一块磐石上。
He's a little stone, yet the Lord is building upon the rock.
就是指着主耶稣基督的启示。
Which is that revelation that Peter received of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见，这也是这里保罗所说的，那已经立好的根基。就是耶稣基督。
And so Paul here says the foundation which is already laid, that is Jesus Christ.
所以我们看见这是神他所建造，为了他建造所立的根基。
So we see this is the foundation that God has raised for the purpose of His building.
好，那我们现在继续盖房子。
So we continue to build.
盖房子之后呢，根基立好了。
Now we have the foundation.
那还是没有房子。
But we still don't have a building yet.
所以呢，必须要来建造。
So we need to start to build.
我们在地上盖房子的时候，有的房子是用钢筋水泥建造的。
We know when we construct houses on in this earth, we sometimes build with concrete.
有的是用石膏板和木头建造的。
Sometimes we build with wood stud and sheet rock.
我想我们当中大多数的弟兄姐妹，我们在美国住的房子，大多数都是用这个木头和石膏板建的。
We know most of our houses here in America are built.With wood stud and sheet rocks.
那么神他在我们身上建造的时候，他用什么作为材料呢
And so what is the Lord building? What is the material He's using as He built His house?
这里说到乃是用金银和宝石。
Here it talks about gold, silver, precious stones.
什么是金银宝石呢？
What is gold, silver, and precious stones?
圣经中金子让我们看见乃是指着基督的性情，或者说神的性情。
In the Bible, gold always refers to the character of Christ or the character of God.
银子乃是说到基督的救赎。
And silver talks about the salvation of the Lord.
而宝石呢，常常是说到圣灵在我们身上所做那变化的工作。
And precious stone always refers to the transformation work of the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里我们看见神在耶稣基督这块这个。根基上面所做的建造
So we see this building work that he's doing upon the foundation
乃是圣灵借着十字架的工作把神的性情把基督的性情和基督的救赎做在我们身上
It is actually the work of the Holy Spirit through the cross that he's working out the characters of Christ and the salvation of Christ in our lives
所以这是我们过去这些年里头，弟兄们一直在那里来告诉我们。
So this is what our brothers continue to tell us through the past years.
神在我们身上所要建造的，乃是将基督生命的性情，将基督的救赎，一点一点的制作在我们的身上。
What the Lord is doing in our life is to build upon, to build up in our life the character of Christ and the salvation of Christ.
而这里呢，圣经也告诉我们另外一类的建造房屋的材料。
And here the Bible also tells us there are other building materials,
乃是草木禾秸
which are wood, hay, and straw.
草木禾秸的建造这些材料是说到什么呢
So what are these referring to?
这乃是看到当我们人用我们天然的心思
It is when we use our own natural mind,
或是我们按着世界的方法
or we're building according to the way of the world,
或是我们凭着自己的能力
or according to our own power,
我们来建造这个工程
when we're building and constructing.
虽然我们已经蒙恩得救了
even though we have been saved by grace,
虽然神已经在我们里头已经立下了耶稣基督作为根基
even though the Lord has already laid down the foundation of Christ in our hearts,
但是如果我们照着我们天然的想法
but according to our own natural mind,
我们接受世界的这些影响
We receive all the influences from the culture of the world.
我们靠着我们肉体的能力
by the strength and power from our own flesh.
我们来建造工程
We're building upon this foundation.
那我们所建造起来的房屋就是草木禾秸所造的房屋
And the building that we're raising up is one built from wood, hay, and stubble.
好，在这里用一个比较容易明白的例子，让我们能够区别什么是金银宝石。所建造的和草木禾秸所建造的。
And perhaps I can use a simple example to illustrate what is built from gold, silver, and precious stone, and what is built from wood, hay, and stubble.
在我们当中有很多做父母亲的。
There are many parents among us.
我们知道在养育儿女的事上，神要我们与他同工。
We know the Lord wants us to be a co-worker, a fellow worker with Him in raising up our children.
神借着养育儿女，一方面在我们做父母亲的身上，他来建造。
Through raising up our children, He is also working in our lives.
同时，他也在我们的儿女们身上来做建造的工作。
So building in the lives of our children.
所以我们看见在儿女教养儿女的事情上面，我们不仅是神所建造的房屋，我们也是与神同工的。
So in the matter of raising up our children, not only we are God's workmanship, but also we're fellow workers with God.
今天如果我们是照着神的心意。
If we're building according to God's will,
我们按着神的话语来养育我们的儿女。
We will raise up our children according to His words.
那就是金银宝石的建造。
Then we'll be building with gold and silver.
相反的，如果是我们照着自己的意思。
But rather, if we're raising them up according to our own will.
或是我们与世人相同，我们接受世界的观念。
Or we're influenced by all the ways of the world.
世人怎么样教养他们的儿女
？We compromise to the world's way, however they raise up their children.
我们也像世人一样那样子来教养我们的儿女。
And we'll just follow suit into the culture.
或许我们的儿女可能在学习上面很有成就。
Or perhaps our children are very good academically.
将来可能从事非常好的行业。
And perhaps they find a very good career.
甚至于成了百万富翁。
Or even they'll be a millionaire.
他弟兄姐妹。这样的建造在神的面前不过就是草木禾秸的建造。
Brothers and sisters, many very often these are just wood, hay, and stubble before God.
弟兄姐妹，我们是不是神忠心良善的管家呢
？Are we a good and faithful servant?
我们除了提供我们的孩子他每天生活当中所需要的
Not only you provide for your children all the daily necessities.
我们给他们有机会受很好的教育
You give them an opportunity for good education.
在这之外我们有没有每一天我们能够和我们的孩子一同的来读主的话语
Beyond all that, do you spend time with your children to read the word of the Lord?
有没有有没有看见能够用主的话语来教养我们的孩子
Have you learned how to raise up your children by the word of the Lord?
我们是不是每天能够和我们的孩子一同来读圣经一同来祷告呢
Do you spend time with your children reading the Bible and praying with them?
如果我们回头想一想我们在我们孩子们身上所做的建造是金银宝石呢还是草木和秸
If you look back in the past days, are you building in their lives with gold, silver, and precious stones, or are you building with wood, hay, and stubble?
弟兄姐妹，在我们孩子身上生命的建造，学校的老师他们是不会做的。
You know the school teachers will not build upon the life of your children.
就是在聚会里头的主日学老师，他们是那样子忠心摆上，但是他们所能做的也是相当有限。
Even the most faithful Sunday school teachers.Their work is only very limited.
在我们孩子的教养的事上，在他们属灵生命的建造上面，最主要的责任乃是落在我们做父母亲的人身上。
In terms of raising up your children and building up their life, the most important responsibility falls on us as parents.
我们知道今天在北美做父母亲的相当不容易。
We know it is very difficult to be a parent here in North America.
我们忙得不得了。
Because we ourselves are very busy.
特别为着孩子的事情。
Especially for the things of our children.
但是我们如果想到我们关心我们的孩子是不是吃得营养吃得好。
We care for our children if they eat well, if they eat nutritiously.
我们关心孩子在学校的成绩是不是表现得优良。
You care for your children if they receive good grades at school.
他们课外的学习样样都不缺。
And if they have all the extracurricular activities,
可是我们如果忽略了在孩子身上这属灵生命的建造。
But if you ignore the building work, the spiritual building work in their lives,
那我们就不是神忠心良善的管家。
Then can we still call ourselves a faithful, good and faithful servant?
我们就不是照着神的心意用金银宝石来建造这生命的工程。
Are we building up their young life with gold and silver and precious stones according to the way of the Lord?
再举个例子，我们做父母亲在孩子生命建造上面的另外一个责任。
And I'll give you another example for another responsibility as parent.
就是为我们的孩子祷告。
That is to pray for our children.
弟兄姐妹，做父母亲的弟兄姐妹，你们有没有为你们的孩子在神面前祷告呢
？Dear parents.Do you pray for your children before the Lord?
我们在神面前为孩子祷告，我们祷告什么呢
？And when you do, what do you pray for?
我们是为了他们救恩祷告呢
？Do you pray for their salvation?
还是为了他们能够在世上的学习能够得奖来祷告
？Or do you pray that they will receive some kind of academic award?
我们是盼望他们能够更认识神呢
？Do you pray that they will come to know the Lord more?
还是我们单单为着他们能够进好学校祷告
？Or do you just pray that they will go to a good school？
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有在神面前做一个忠心良善的管家
？Are we a good and faithful servant before the Lord？
这里告诉我们说，那叫生命生长的是神。
Here it says it is the Lord who causes growth。
弟兄姐妹，如果我们不为我们的孩子属灵生命的生长在神面前祷告
，If we don't pray before God for the growth of our children。
这也难怪我们的孩子，他们属灵生命是那样的幼嫩。
And no wonder our children's spiritual life is so immature.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们在神面前所当负的责任。
And this is our responsibility before God.
而我们为我们的孩子在神面前的祷告，是做父母亲一辈子的责任。
And as a parent, this is the responsibility for the rest of our life to pray before the Lord.
有些时候，我们觉得当到高中之前，孩子还在我们身边，这是我们父母亲的责任。
Sometimes we feel that this is our responsibility before they go to high school because they're always with us.
这里面不是的。
It is not so.
就是他们到外地上大学，我们做父母亲的仍然应该为孩子祷告。
Even if they go out of state for university, we still need to pray for them.
那结婚了以后呢，是不是就没我们的事了
？Do you are you relieved of such responsibility after they get married？
他们结婚成家，仍然父母亲要为孩子祷告。
Even after they marry and form their new family, we still need to pray for them.
所以我们看见为我们的孩子在神面前祷告是我们做父母亲一辈子的责任。
So we see praying for our children before God is the responsibility as parent for the rest of our lives.
我认识有一位年长弟兄。
I knew this older brother.
在十多年前他诊断发现了他得了肝癌。
About 10 some years ago, he was diagnosed with liver cancer.
因为他年纪已经很大了，医生就认为说不适合开刀动手术。
Because he was already very old at that time, and the doctor says it's not suitable for him to go under surgery.
但感谢神，神用了一个奇妙的方式保守了他，直到今天仍然活着。
But praise the Lord, by some amazing ways, the Lord healed him, and the Lord kept him to be alive even until this day.
他已经九十多岁了。
And he's over 90 years old.
他告诉我，他知道神为什么让他在地上多留了这十几年。
And he told me before, he knew why the Lord gave him 10 extra years on this earth.
他天天为着神的教会在祷告。
Because daily he prays for the church of the Lord.
他也为着我们在休斯顿、当伯和西南区的聚会祷告。
He prays for the fellowship and the gathering here in West Office and in Dumbo in Houston.
他也为着一些在世界各地服侍主的人在神面前为他们祷告。
And he prays for many servants of the Lord all around the world that he knew. He prays for them daily before the Lord.
其中也包括他自己的三个孩子。
And it also includes his three children.
他们都是全世界在服侍主的仆人。
They all serve the Lord full time.
他三个孩子已经六十多岁了。
And all his three children are over 60 years old.
九十几岁的老爸爸仍然为他们祷告。
And this 90-year-old old father is still praying for them.
叫他们能够在神的手中成为有用的器。
So that his children can be a suitable, usable, vessel in the hands of the Lord.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果我们真相信叫生命生长的只有我们的神。
If you truly believe it's only God who causes growth.
弟兄姐妹，我们怎么能够不祷告呢？
How can we not pray?
我们不祷告，我们怎么能够期盼我们孩子属灵生命能够改变？
If we don't pray, how do we hope and wish that our children's life can grow?
求主赦免我们。
May the Lord have mercy and forgive us.
赦免我们过去的亏欠。
Forgive our ignorance.
说我们过去因着不知道要为我们的孩子祷告。
Before we were ignorant, we did not know that we need to pray for our children.
愿今天早晨我们彼此共勉。
But now we can encourage one another this morning.
从今天开始。
Even starting today.
你和你的配偶。
You and your spouse.
我和我的配偶。
Me and my spouse.
我们天天的来到神面前。为我们的孩子祷告。
We ought to daily come before God and pray for our children.
当我们这样同心合一在神面前为我们孩子属灵生命来祷告的时候。
When we pray with one accord for the spiritual life and the spiritual growth of our children.
神不能不做事。
The Lord will, He will have to do something.
弟兄姐妹，盼望我们早晨能够听见主这样的一句，这样的一个话。
May we hear the word from the Lord.
叫我们能够借着我们为孩子的祷告事上，我们来与神同工。
That through this prayer ministry for our children, we can be fellow workers with God.
一同的来建造神所要建造的工程。
And to build up the building work that God desires to build.
我们知道金银宝石的工程呢，常常是小的。
We know the building work with gold, silver, and precious stone always often is very small.
但它的价值却是非凡。
But the value is insurmountable.
我记得从前有一次有机会跟年长弟兄提到这个金银宝石建造的工程。
I remember I was talking to some elderly brother about the building work with gold, silver, and precious stones.
还这样讲哈，用金银宝石建造的房屋啊，它不可能是很大的。
So this brother told me, if you want to build a house out of gold, silver, or precious stone, it cannot be a grand house.
哎呀，好贵，好贵啊！
And it would be too expensive.
但我们看见用金银宝石建造的工程呢，这个房屋呢，或许是小小的。
But you may just build a very small little house with gold, silver, or precious stone.
但它却是金银宝石所建造出来的。
But it is built from gold, silver, and precious stones.
在神的心意当中有非凡的价值。
And it is invaluable in the heart of God.
我前阵子听到一位弟兄的见证。
I've heard a testimony from a brother.
这位弟兄呢，他是生长在一个基督教家庭里头基督教的家庭。
And his brother grew up in a Christian family.
他从小呢，他就跟着近前的父母亲来学习圣经。
From youth, he learned to read the Bible from his very godly parents.
我们这个弟兄他的家庭啊是非常好的一个榜样。
Now, brother's family had been a very good example for him.
他每天啊，是全家聚在一起读神的话语。
Daily, the whole family would gather together and read the Bible.
所以我们这个弟兄呢，他从小呢，他就对圣经就不陌生。
So our, this brother knew the Bible from very youth.
他的父亲是一位牧师。
And his brother was a, his father was a pastor.
所以当那个弟兄慢慢长大到青少年的时候呢，大家的期望在他身上就是。将来呢，他要继承他的父亲呢，也服侍神做牧师。
So when he became a teenager, all the people around him had this hope that he will also be a pastor, just like his father.
而我们弟兄他年轻蒙恩得救以后
，and after he was saved by grace in his youth,
他实在也是因着主的爱激励他。
Truly was because the love of God constrains him.
他也热心的在教会里头服侍。
He had a zeal to serve in the church.
哎呀，他是最早到聚会的。
And he's the always the first one to be at church.
哦，那整理打扫。
And clean up and settle everything down.
排椅子，摆诗歌本。
Arrange all the chairs and the hymn books.
然后呢，各式各样的聚会。
And he will serve in various meetings.
虽然他还是非常的年轻，他常常是最后一个离开聚会的。
Even though he was still very young, he's always the last to leave.
做整洁，打扫，把东西再重新归位。
Cleaning up and putting everything back in place.
他非常火热的传福音。
And he had the zealous heart to share the gospel.
我们弟兄是一个非常火热的基督徒。
And his brother was a very zealous Christian.
但是他并不真知道神的心意。
But he didn't truly know the heart of God.
虽然他过着一个好像敬虔的生活。
Even though outwardly he was leading a very godly life.
但是他是凭着他自己天然的心思呢，在那里侍奉神。
But he said it was by his natural power, his natural strength, he was serving the Lord.
当他到了念大学的时候
，And by the time came when he went to college,
神在一次的机会里头开启了他。
And through one opportunity, the Lord revealed something to him.
叫他认识到了神的心意。
And he came to know the heart of God.
他认识到神建造教会不是按着人的心思，而是按着神的心意。
He came to understand that God is building the church not according to the will of men, but according to the will of God.
对于这位年轻弟兄来讲，面临一个非常严峻的一个考验。
And he said it was a very difficult trial before him.
就是说他。是不是要按着神所开启他的，他离开了这个宗派，而来跟随神的心意，来走这十字架的道路
？The trial before him was that should he, according to the will of God, leave the denomination that he grew up in and to follow the Lord according to His will？
我们弟兄他经过非常艰难的一段挣扎的日子。
And our brother struggled for some very difficult times.
一方面他知道他如果要离开这个他从前所在这样的一个聚会的话他要付出代价。
On one hand, he knew if he had to leave the church that he grew up in, there was a great price to pay.
他有可能要被学校给开除。
And he might even be expelled by his school.
他可能被他父母亲赶出他的家庭。
He might be disowned by his parents.
他可能失去了他所爱的从前所认识的这些弟兄姐妹和朋友。
He might lose all the brothers and sisters and friends that he once loved.
所以对于我们这位年轻弟兄来讲。非常的艰难的一段。
So for a young brother, it was very difficult.
非常困难的一个选择。
And it was very difficult choice.
当他在那里挣扎的时候
，So as he was struggling,
有一天主在异象中向他显现。
One day the Lord showed him a vision.
主让他看见他钉痕的手。
The Lord revealed to him a vision. In the vision, the nail pierced hand.
叫我们的弟兄被主的爱完全给征服了。
And he was completely conquered.By the love of God.
他不能不答应主的呼召。
He cannot but answer the calling.
他必须要离开他从前按照自己的方式所追求的所有的属灵追求。
And he had to leave behind all the pursuit, spiritual pursuit according to his own will.
他必须答应主的呼召来跟随主走这神所定义的一个道路。
And he had to follow the calling of the Lord.To walk on this path that God has ordained.
所以这位年轻弟兄就从前非常这个忙碌、非常热闹的这个宗教生活里头，他就退了下来。
So he stepped down from the very busy and zealous denomination life.
但感谢神，也为他预备了几个属灵的同伴。
But we thank the Lord at that time. The Lord prepared a few spiritual companions.
在他所读的学校里头，另外有两位弟兄，他们就在一起追求。
And he met two other brothers at the school that he was in, and they pursued the Lord together.
那在他们所住的城市的另一个地方，非常远的地方呢，另外有四位姐妹啊，能够他们。常常在一起有交通。
And they met four other sisters in the same city, but very far from the university campus. They met together and fellowship together.
那四位姐妹呢？她们都是在医院里头的。
And these four sisters, they all work in the hospital.
有一位是做护士长。
One was a head nurse.
有一位应该是呢，可能是医院里头附属医学院的院长。
The other one was the headmaster of the medical school. That's affiliated with the hospital.
那还有个姐妹呢，是做护士的。
And another sister was a nurse.
还有个姐妹是病人。
Another sister was a patient.
所以他们就七个人哈，四位姐妹，三位弟兄，他们就常常聚在一起。
So these seven brothers and sisters always met together and fellowshiped.
聚在主的面前擘饼祷告。
And they will gather before the Lord, breaking bread and praying before the Lord.
他们在那里享受到主真实的同在。
And they enjoyed a real presence of the Lord.
在主面前把主所当得的感谢、赞美和敬拜在那里来归献给主。
And that they will give all the thanksgiving and praises and worship before the Lord.
那圣灵就浇灌下来。
And the Lord will pour down His Spirit upon them.
就在这样一个小小七个人的七个弟兄姐妹的聚会里头。
As small as a gathering of seven.
神不仅与他们同在。
Not only the presence of God was with them.
神就借着这样一个小小的器皿。
Through this small vessel.
就叫那整个医院医学院里头的所有的人除了一两个人之外全部都蒙恩得救。
And that the whole school, medical school at that time, except one or two, the entire school received salvation.
这位弟兄做见证告诉我们。
And this brother gave us the testimony.
他说这是神的恩典和怜悯。
He said this is only by God's grace and mercy.
虽然他的信心并不是顶强的。
Even though his faith was very small.
但是呢，保守我们的神是信实的。
Yet the God he trusted was trustworthy.
神保守我们这位年轻弟兄直到今日。
And he kept this brother until today.
快要一百岁。
And he's almost 100 years old.
这是我们认识的江弟兄。
And I knew him, Stephen Kong.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见神他所做的工作，金银宝石的建造。
And we see the work, the building work.By gold, silver, and precious stone.
或许不是一番轰轰烈烈的大作为。
Perhaps it's not a great work that we see with a very busy work.
但神却愿意在我们身上。
But the Lord desires to do this thing in our lives.
借着我们。
And through us.
有一些金银宝石的建造。
So that there will be some building with gold, silver, and precious stones.
虽然小。
Even though they might be small.
但它在神眼中的价值却是非凡。
But in the eyes of the Lord, it's invaluable.
我们知道，在金银宝石的建造也是一段漫长艰辛的过程。
We know to be building with gold, silver, and precious stone is a very slow work.
是没有捷径的。
There's no shortcut to be taken.
也没有速成的。
And there is no fast way.
这是我们今天现代基督徒啊常常面临的一个危险，一个陷阱。
And this is a trap and a danger that Christians nowadays always face.
今天我们什么都要快。
We want everything to be fast.
而且我们还要又快又好。
And we want to be fast and good.
最好呢，我们七天就能够成为一个属灵人。
It would be great if you can become a spiritual man in 7 days.
或者十天能够成为一个得胜者。
Or 10 days to be an overcomer.
我想我们都很喜欢。
And we would love to be that.
但我们看见神金银宝石的工程。
But we see the building work with gold, silver, and precious stones.
它是要经过一段漫长艰辛的过程。
It is the building work through a very long and difficult time.
我就用一个例子。
I'll give you this example.
我们知道，我们每个礼拜五，我们都来到神的家，来一同来读主的话语。
We know every Friday we come to the house of God to read the word together.
那我们也都知道，弟兄们常常提醒我们，我们来查经之前啊，要预备的，对不对？
Our brothers always remind us we need to prepare ourselves before we come to read the scriptures.
弟兄们，你为了礼拜五查经之前有没有做预备？
Do you prepare before Bible study?
你们不用回答我。
You don't have to answer me.
如果没有，希望这个礼拜你知道了要做预备的。
If you haven't, now you know. Perhaps this week you can start preparing.
那我们如何预备 来参加礼拜五周五的查经呢
？So how do we prepare for Bible study?
当然，除了爱宴的预备之外，我们要在主的话语上面有预备。
Besides the preparation for the love feast, we also need to prepare in the Word of the Lord.
那预备这个查经聚会呢，也有两种不同的方法。
And there are two different ways to prepare before the Lord.
我们可以呢上网络用谷歌查一下。
One quick way is to go online to use Google.
这个。现在这个科技啊太发达了。
The technology today is very easy.
你随便打几个关键字啊，一 search.
You just need to type in a few keywords and do a search.
哇，那个材料多得不得了。
And you find tons of materials.
那我们就把这些资料呢，通通收集好了。
So we collect all these materials.
那我们到礼拜五聚会了。
Then we'll bring these all to Bible study.
我们可以在那里讲得头头是道。
Then we can talk about all these.
可能讲得我们自己都觉得好像很感动。
And we will talk about until that we ourselves are moved and touched.
但是这不过就是草木合接的工程。
But these are just building work by wood, hay and stubble.
并不是我们所讲的这些内容本身是草木合接。
I'm not saying the content of these are wood, hay and stubble.
我们所分享的内容很可能是前面弟兄们神给他们所看见的亮光。
Perhaps what you learned from the internet are the real revelation that God has revealed to other brothers and sisters.
很可能我们所分享的这些真理都是对的。
And perhaps you have shared truth.
但是我们错过了一次的机会。
But you have missed the opportunity yourself.
我们在那里用人的方法，在那里用世界的方法来建造。
You're building using the way of men, using the way of the world.
这不过就是草木合接的建造。
And this is nothing but wood hay stubble.
感谢神，我也听到在我们聚会当中有一些的弟兄姐妹们。
But I also heard some testimonies from brothers and sisters among us.
当他们为着礼拜五来礼拜五查经之前，他们做了怎么样的预备呢
？They say before the Bible study every Friday, they will prepare in this way.
他们把那个礼拜五要读的那一章圣经
，They will read the chapter that they were going to study.
他们在那一周的里头。读了十遍，读了二十遍。
They will through the whole week. They will read it 10 times, 20 times.
他们边读边默想。
They will read it and meditate on it.
边读边祷告。
And read it and pray about it.
弟兄姐妹，那是一个漫长的过程。
And it's a very long process.
但是我们看见在这样的过程当中
，But through this process,
神就在他们身上能够有那金银宝石的建造。
The Lord had the opportunity and the time to do a building work of.With gold, silver, and precious stone.
圣灵能够借着他们所读的那些主的话
，through the word that they were reading with their own eyes.
圣灵能够借着他们所在那里默想主的话
，through their own meditations before the Lord.
在他们身上把基督的性情制作在他们身上。
The Holy Spirit can build up a character of Christ in them.
把基督十字架的救恩更多启示给他们。
And the Holy Spirit can reveal, the salvation, the redemption by the cross.
甚至圣灵能够借着弟兄姐妹在那里所读、所默想的话语，在他们身上做那生命的改变。
The Holy Spirit can even use the word that they were reading to do the changing and transformation work in their lives.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要爱慕主的话语。
So then we need to love the word of the Lord.
当我们来礼拜五查经之前
，Before we come to Bible study,
我们要好好的读主的话语。
We need to read the word.
把主的话语读对了。
Read it correctly.
把事实读准了。
Read the truth.
然后呢，我们或许来明白一点主的话的一些意思。
Perhaps we can understand some of the meaning of the words.
不明白的，我们来到主面前祷告。
Even if we don't understand, we can come before the Lord to pray.
我们宁可在主的面前慢慢的等候。
We would rather wait very slowly before the Lord.
因为我们盼望我们能够借着这样一次机会，能够有金银宝石建造的工程。
Because we desire that this will be an opportunity for the Lord to build something with gold, silver, and precious stone in it.
但还不止停在这里。
And not only this.
我们在主的面前为着主的话语祷告的时候
，As we pray before the Lord for His word,
我们求主用他自己的话。
The Lord will use His own words
在我们的生命里
to do in our life
产生一个真实的一个影响
and to truly influence a real influence in our
在我们的生活当中
that in our daily living
带来一个真实的改变
that there will be a real change
你们这才是金银宝石建造的工程
and then that is a work built with gold, silver, and precious stones
不然我们单单读主的话语
otherwise we will be only reading a word
我们能够在那里讲主的话语
and we can talk about it
在主的话语如果能够不能够在我们身上产生一个真实的改变
but if the word of God that we talk about cannot change us
那不过还是草木合接
then it is only wood, hay, and stubble
所以弟兄姐妹盼望我们能够 抓住每一次的机会。
Brothers and sisters, may we seize every opportunity.
我们每个礼拜来到主面前有聚会之前
，Before we come to the meeting every day,
我们在主面前要好好的预备。
We need to prepare our hearts before the Lord.
抓住那个机会。
Take hold of this opportunity.
让圣灵借着主的话在我们身上来改变我们。
That the Holy Spirit through the word of the Lord can change us.
这样一点一点的，我们就与神同工。
And little by little, we learn to be a fellow worker with God.
一点一点的，就有金银宝石的建造在我们的身上。
Little by little, there will be building work with gold, silver, and precious stones in our lives.
我们知道下个月就是我们的夏令会。
We know next month we will have our summer conference.
我们也应当要为着这个夏令会。做预备。
And we also need to prepare for the conference.
怎么做预备呢？
How can we prepare?
当然，第一，我们要报名。
First, we need to register.
下礼拜，下个主日就是报名截止的时间。
Next Sunday will be the deadline for registration.
如果主恩待我们，我叫我们没有客观环境上的难处，我们能够来参加的话。
If the Lord shows us grace, without any other obstacles, that He gave us, open a window for us to attend.
我们就应当。要报名参加。
And we need to register.
然后呢，我们也要为了这样的聚会祷告。
And we also need to pray for the gathering.
求主借着这个聚会来向我们说话。
That through the conference, the Lord may speak to us.
也求主借着他所对我们说的话，能够在我们生命上来建造我们。
And by the words that He spoke, that He can do a building work in our lives.
然后我们也要为我们自己的心做预备。
And we also need to prepare our hearts.
叫我们能够安静的。能够敞开的来领受神所对我们说的。
Quietly, and we can open our hearts to receive the words that He will speak.
叫我们所听见的话语。
That we can, by the words that we hear,
如雨水从天而降。
It will be like rain coming from heaven.
不突然返回。
And it will not return in vain.
能够在我们身上成就神所喜悦的心意。
And it will accomplish a good and pleasing will of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见这是金银宝石建造的工程。
And this is the building work with gold, silver, and precious stones.
它可能是小的。
It perhaps it is very small.
但是它却有非凡的价值。
But it is valuable.
它可能是漫长艰辛的过程。
It could be a very long and painful process.
但是这个工程却能够存到永远。
But it is a process that builds something that will be everlasting.
这段圣经告诉我们，到了那日子。
And in the scripture we read, it says, until the appointed time.
个人的建造的工程都要被显明出来。
That all the building work will become evident.
就是那日子是非常重要的。
For the day, and that day it is very important.
那日子就是说到主基督回来的日子。
And that is the day of the Lord's return.
也就是我们所有蒙恩得救众圣徒要一同被提到基督台前。受审判的日子。
That all of us Christians who believe in the Lord will be brought before the judgment seat of Christ.
简单的说，也就是工程验收的日子。
And simply put, this is a time that He will do quality control on His work.
在铁撒罗尼迦前书第四章那边，这是初中生他们最近刚刚读过的铁撒罗尼迦前书。
In First Thessalonians chapter 4,
他那里告诉我们说。主必亲自就那日子呢，主必亲自从天降临。
And it tells us here that the Lord Himself on that appointed day will come.
有呼叫的声音和天使长的声音。
And that there will be shouts.
还有神的号吹响。
The Lord Himself will descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel with the trumpet of God.
那时候就要发生一件惊天动地的事。
And something amazing will happen.
就是在基督里死了的人呢，他们要首先复活。
And the dead in Christ will rise first.
就是说，如果主现在来了
，And that is if the Lord comes right now.
那所有在基督里死了的人，圣徒们，他们都要先复活。
And all the saints who are already dead in Christ, they will rise first.
那和我们这些还存留、还活着的圣徒们
，And then we who are alive and remains.
然后呢，我们就要一同的。被提到云中
，will be caught up together，
在空中与主相会
，will be caught up together with them in the clouds。
所以把这段圣经，把主再来这件事情呢，简单的跟弟兄姐妹归纳一下。
So I can summarize this very simply。
基督台前的审判，它所发生的时间是当主再回来的时候。
The time for the judgment seat of Christ is when He returns。
它所发生的地点。是在空中，不是在地上。
And the location is in the clouds, in the sky, not on the earth.
而这个审判的对象是包括所有 信主的圣徒们。
And the subject of the judgment is for all Christians who believe the Lord.
而这审判的结果呢，乃是一个奖赏。
And the result of this judgment is for a reward.
是一个得赏赐与否的一个分别。
It is a discernment of whether or not we receive a reward
or
judgment, a separation.
所以这个审判呢，这个基督台前的审判呢，它是讲到神家里面的一个审判。
Now this judgment seat of Christ is a judgment within the household of God.
它跟启示录那里所说到白色大宝座的审判是不一样的。
It is different from the judgment that's mentioned in the Revelation, the judgment before the great white throne.
感谢神已经把我们从那白色大宝座神愤怒的审判里头拯救出来。
We praise the Lord, He has rescued us out of that judgment of wrath.
而今天我们乃是神家里的人。
But now we are the household of God.
但是神为了他家里的人也预备了这样的一个审判。
But the Lord also prepared this judgment within the house.
这个审判不是关乎我们是否失去救恩。
This is not whether or not we will lose our salvation.
这审判乃是关乎我们到基督台前的时候是不是能够得奖赏。
But it is for us to go before the judgment seat of Christ and to see whether or not we will receive a reward.
也就是说我们在地上所与主同工建造的工程是不是能够得神的喜悦。
That is to say, all the works that you have been doing and building as a fellow worker of God on the earth, this work, does it please the Lord?
所以那日子是一个赏罚的日子。
And it is a time of rewards and judgment.
所以圣经告诉我们，那日子要将个人的工程都显明出来。
That's why the Bible tells us each man's work will become evident.
有火发现，这个火呢，就要试验个人的工程。
And there will be a fire that every man's work will be revealed with fire.
就把金银宝石所建造的房屋。
And the fire will test the quality of each man's work.
和那个用草木和秸所建造的工程。
And the fire will separate the building of gold, silver, and precious stone with wood, hay, and stubble.
就把它分开来了。
And there will be a separation.
那我们知道，当那个草木和秸被火一烧以后
，We know wood, hay, and stubble as they go through fire.
什么都没有。
There will be nothing left.
非常丑陋，非常可怜的。
You will be very pitiful. There will be nothing left.
非常羞愧的。
And will be ashamed before the Lord.
虽然那个根基还在。
Even though the foundation is still
there. 因为我们知道这个根基就是耶稣基督。
Because we know the foundation is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这根基是金银宝石。
And this foundation is already made of gold, silver, and precious stone.
经得起试验的。
And it can go through tests.
是不会毁坏的。
And it will not be destroyed.
但我们看见我们一生在地上所有的日子所有的建造。
But all the building work of our life.
都要经过这个火的试验。
Our own building work will go through the test of fire.
弟兄姐妹，我们每一个人每一天在地上的时候我们都在建造。
Whether you know it or not, every day, every moment of our life, we're building on the earth.
我们每天的日子都在那里与神同工。
All the days of our life, we are co-workers and fellow workers with God.
在那里与神一同来建造。
And we're building with Him.
问题是，我们今天所建造的是用金银宝石呢，还是用草木和秸
？And the only question is, are we building with gold, silver, and precious stones, or are we building with wood, hay, and straw?
今天，如果我们在地上所追求的。
And everything that we're pursuing on this earth.
我们在地上所做的一切事情。
And all the works of our hand.
我们在地上所有的建造。
And all of our building work.
如果到了那日子。
If on that day.
当在主的审判台前。
Before the judgment seat of Christ.
当火发现的时候。
When the fire comes out.
如果我们在地上的一生所做的都被火给烧毁。
And if all of our building work is consumed in that fire,
你们那是何等可惜的事情。
Then wouldn't that be so pitiful?
那是何等可怜的光景。
Wouldn't that be so shameful before the Lord?
那何等叫我们会懊悔的一件事情。
We will find much regret.
那感谢神。
But we thank the Lord.
今天神还怜悯我们。
He still gives us mercy.
他还恩待我们。
He still gives us grace.
他还给我们有每一天的机会。
He still gives us opportunity in each day.
我们是不是愿意抓住每一天的日子
？Are we willing to lay hold of each day？
我们能够为着将来那不久就要临到的日子来做预备
？That we will prepare for this soon and coming day。
我们能够让神在我们身上能够制作一些那金银宝石的工程
？So that we can allow the Lord to do some building work with gold, silver, and precious stone。
让我们能够为着那日子预备的时候
，as we prepare for that coming and appointed time，
我们能够在地上来过着一个讨神喜悦的生活。
We can live a life on earth that pleases the Lord。
我们能够在地上像弟兄们之前所交通的，能够成为一个神见证的器皿。
As our brother shared earlier。That we can be a testimony, a vessel for His testimony on the earth.
兄姐妹，关键还不在于我们是否为神做了什么事。
The key is not about what we have done for the Lord.
乃是我们是不是愿意让神在我们身上来成就他所要做的事。
But it is about if we allow the Lord to do a work that He desires in our lives.
愿主早晨借着这一段的圣经向我们说话。
May the Lord speak to us through this scripture.
叫我们能够在他所立的根基上来建造。
That he can truly build upon the foundation that he has already laid.
叫我们不再用草木禾秸来建造。
That we will no longer build by ourselves with wood, hay, and stubble.
叫我们能够用金银宝石来与神同工。
But that we can use gold, silver, and precious stone, be a fellow worker with God.
不仅在我们的身上。
Not only in our lives.
我们也借着祷告。
But also through prayers.
让神也做工在我们的孩子身上。
The Lord can do a work in our children.
神要建造他的教会。
And he is building up his church.
他得着一个荣耀的教会。
He wants to gain a glorious church.
他作为他安息的居所。
To be a place of his rest.
兄姐妹，这是我们的见证。
And this is our testimony.
这是我们今天在地上还有的机会。
And this is the opportunity that we still have on the earth.
愿主的爱激励我们。
May the love of God constrain us.
叫我们因着他爱我们。
Because he loves us.
叫我们能够靠着那爱我们的主。
That by the one who loves us.
叫我们在一切的事上能够得胜有余。
That we can be more than overcomers, more than conquerors in all things.
叫我们在不多的日子里。
That in the days to, in the very short days to come,
我们能够谨慎的能够来建造这个工程。
That we can be careful in our building work.
我们能够警醒的在神面前常常的祷告。
That we will take heed and be on the alert before the Lord in prayers.
好叫神的心意早日借着我们这些与他同工的人能够得着成就。
So that His desire through us who are fellow workers with Him can be accomplished.
那我们再一起低头有点祷告。
Let us bow our head in more prayers.
主，我们感谢你，是你恩待我们。
Lord, we thank you. You are so gracious to us.
我们原本是与你的国无份无关的人。
Lord, we who had nothing to do with your kingdom.
我们原本是与你旨意无份无关的人。
We had nothing to do with your will.
那主啊，今天我们成了何等的人。
Yet we have become such a man.
主，是你极大的怜悯。
It is all by your grace.
主，愿你的爱一直的来激励我们。
May your love continue to constrain us.
主啊，叫我们能够在你已经立好的根基上来与你同工。
Lord, that we can be a fellow worker to build upon the foundation which you have laid.
来用金银宝石来建造。
We can be building with gold, silver, and precious stone.
主啊，好叫这个工程到那日。
That this building work.
在你面前能够得蒙你的喜悦。
On that appointed time.
好叫你在我们身上所建造的工程。
That you may be pleased with this work.
在今日。
That even your construction today,
能够彰显你自己荣耀的见证。
Even here today, you can, the, your work can manifest your glorious testimony.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
虽然我们常常软弱。
Even though we are always weak.
但你是刚强的。
But you are strong.
虽然我们常常失信。
Even though we are faithless.
但主，你是信实的。
Yet you are faithful.
主，愿你成就这事。
May you accomplish your work.
好叫你在我们身上得着颂赞，得着荣耀。
So that you can receive all the praises and glory.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.